Radio Prague News. Deputy Prime Minister Karolina Pík has announced the makeup of the government's anti-corruption team. Several dozen environment activists demonstrated outside the Czech Environment Ministry on Monday, demanding the dismissal of Šumava National Park head Jan Stráský. And a Prague court has handed the head of the Supreme Audit Office, František Dohnal, an 18-month suspended sentence for failing to allow an investigation into the office's financing. Deputy Prime Minister Karolina Pík of Public Affairs, who is to spearhead the government's anti-corruption drive, has announced the members of a new anti-corruption team. The committee, which is to coordinate the fight against corruption and assess proposed legislation with regard to possible loopholes and corruption risks, will be made up of 8 cabinet ministers, including the Justice, Interior and Finance ministers, and Mrs. Pík's own deputy, Robert Vacek. The committee is to meet once a month and will be able to propose legislation, establish working commissions and employ advisors from different fields. Several dozen environment activists demonstrated outside the Czech Environment Ministry on Monday, demanding the dismissal of Šumava National Park head Jan Stráský. Mr. Stráský has come under fire for his radical policy in dealing with bark beetle infestation in the protected nature reserve, using harsh chemical insecticides and ordering the felling of 5,000 Nordic spruce trees. Environment Minister Tomáš Chalupa came out to talk to the demonstrators, but insisted that Jan Stráský had his full support. He said the controversy would be resolved by a new law on the national park currently being prepared, which would introduce regulations for dealing with similar situations. A Prague court has handed the head of the Supreme Audit Office, František Dohnal, an 18-month suspended sentence for failing to allow an investigation into the office's financing. After receiving reports about mismanagement of funds from inside the Supreme Audit Office, Czech MPs appointed an independent auditing firm and set up a commission to look into the matter. Mr. Dohnal refused to cooperate with them or provide access to relevant documents, saying he would not bow to political pressure. He can still appeal the verdict. The Czech Mint reports unprecedented interest in investment gold, saying it had sold close to 100 million crowns worth of gold in the past week. The reason behind the heightened interest is the price of gold on world markets and the volatility on stock markets. There has also been a surge in demand for the gold coins, which are minted annually. Education Minister Josef Dobeš on Monday promised not to lower the wages of non-teaching staff in 2012, saying that he would have to find the money in the ministry's own budget. Following talks with Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek on Monday, Mr. Dobeš said that since there were no reserves in state coffers, he would revise his priorities and find the necessary 700 million crowns from other primarily investment sources. Trade unions had been threatening to strike over the proposed wage reduction, which would have lowered the average monthly wage of non-teaching staff to 13,000 crowns a month. The average monthly wage in the Czech Republic is just over 22,000 crowns. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. Tuesday is expected to bring more rain, but the weather should improve from midweek, with temperatures gradually rising to 27 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.